Mark 15:14. Crucify him. I want to talk to you about the seriousness of good versus evil, light versus dark. In Mark chapter 15, we see one of the most horrific but yet glorious chapters in the Bible. What's that? Jesus Christ dying on the cross for the sins of humanity. It really is amazing to me that the people opted to crucify Jesus, the man who did miracle upon miracle, the man who touched the lives of thousands of people, yet they would rather have a murderer released than have the Mashiach, the Messiah, dwell amongst them. Let's look at verses 9 through 14 together here in Mark chapter 15. The Bible says, "But Pilate answered them, saying, Do you want me to release to you the King of the Jews? For he knew that the chief priests had handed him over because of envy. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd, so that he should release Barabbas to them. Pilate answered and said to them again, What then do you want me to do with him whom you call the King of the Jews? So they cried out again, Crucify him! Verse 14. Then Pilate said to them, Why? What evil has he done? But they cried out all the more, Crucify him! As I mentioned, this is amazing to me, that they would rather have a murderer released than have Jesus in their midst. I think of a similar story in Mark chapter 5. Remember the story of Legion, the extremely demon-possessed man who was set free and delivered instantly by Jesus? Let's look at verses 15 through 17 together. The Bible says, Then they came to Jesus. Who's they? That's the people who lived in the country of the Gadareans. Then they came to Jesus and saw the one who had been demon-possessed and had the legion sitting and clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who saw it told them how it happened to him who had been demon-possessed and about the swine. Then they began to plead with him, that's Jesus, to depart from the region. Look at the situation here. The people in this country of the Gadareans would rather have an MTV demon-possessed rock star, wild man, living and dwelling in the tombs, screaming and screeching in the middle of the night, cutting himself with stones, then have Jesus stay in their region. Jesus comes in, brings light, brings life, brings healing, brings deliverance, and they're pleading with Jesus to leave the territory. Amazing. Poor Jesus. Seriously, God is so patient with us and so humble. Jesus got into the boat and left the region as they had commanded. He didn't force himself upon them. Likewise, in Mark chapter 15, he didn't call down the legion of angels to deliver him, but rather he died on the cross for you and me. The question is, why do you think the crowds would rather have a murderer released in their society and have a demon-possessed man living in their community than have Jesus in their midst? I would propose to you that the answer is found in John chapter 3, verse 19. The Bible says, And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Why did they crucify Jesus? Because they loved the darkness rather than light. Those are the cold hard facts. Man is evil outside of Jesus Christ. The only way we can be made holy, we can be made righteous, is by putting on Jesus Christ and accepting him as Lord and Savior. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, the Bible says that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. We are in a serious battle with darkness. God has already given us the victory. Light always expels darkness, but we need to walk in that victory. We as Christians need to arise into our identity, walk in our spiritual gifts, and fight the good fight. Will you please join with me and repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus? Dear Lord, please forgive me for not being engaged in the battle for righteousness. I choose this day to stand up for righteousness and to fight the good fight. Thank you, Jesus. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.